At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In the news for this morning, a series of winter-like storms will be moving through our area, bringing rain and mountain snows to the region. The first system is set to arrive early Wednesday through Wednesday night, another system moving through late Thursday and Thursday night, with one last system pushing through on Friday. Now, be sure to use extra care while traveling this holiday, as many weather-related hazards will be present that haven't been a concern over the last several months, including slick roadways, standing water in the road, debris on the roadways, and gusty winds. Conditions will begin to improve on Sunday. Also, don't forget the CHP maximum enforcement period will run tomorrow at 6 through Sunday at midnight. And even with the incoming wet weather ahead of this week's Thanksgiving holiday, Cal Fire officials are reminding residents and visitors that burn suspensions remain in effect. Until Cal Fire declares fire season is over, officials stress that the prohibition continues on all outdoor burning. Cal Fire unit officials particularly note that due to the number of recent misdemeanor citations for burning debris issued in the foothills through the holiday weekend and beyond, Cal Fire personnel will be applying maximum enforcement measures for the sake of public safety. Sharing some tips ahead of the holiday, Cal Fire suggests that those with debris piles already prepared should cover them with tarps to keep them dry until the burn suspension is lifted. And the Sutter Creek Police are currently investigating a burglary at Amador High School. According to police reports, over the past few days, Amador High School was burglarized and the responsible person or persons stole multiple welders and torches from the welding shop. These items were new and were purchased and installed over the summer. If you have information on who stole these items or where they may be located, please contact the Sutter Creek Police Department at 267-5646. You can also call the Amador County Secret Witness Hotline, 223-4900. If information provided to the Secret Witness Hotline leads to an arrest, the caller could receive a cash reward. Now, you can view the stolen items on the KVGC Facebook page and keep an eye out for them. Sutter Creek Police, the school, and of course, the students who have been using these would really appreciate it. Well, the turkey is the centerpiece of every Thanksgiving Day dinner, but food handling errors and inadequate cooking are the most common problems that lead to poultry-associated foodborne disease. According to the Amador Health Department, though, following four food safety tips will help you safely prepare your holiday turkey. Safely thaw your turkey. Thaw turkeys in the refrigerator, in a container, or in a leak-proof plastic bag in a sink of cold water that you change every 30 minutes. Never thaw your turkey by leaving it out on the counter. Safely handle your turkey. Remember, raw poultry can contaminate anything it touches with harmful bacteria. There are four steps to food safety. Cook, clean, chill, separate. This prevents the spread of bacteria. Also, cook that turkey safely. Set the oven temperature to at least 325. Place the completely thawed turkey with the breast side up in a roasting pan in the oven. Cooking times, of course, will vary with the weight of the turkey, but make sure your turkey reaches a safe internal temperature of 165. And take care with the leftovers. Refrigerate leftovers as soon as possible and within 2 hours of setting them out on the table. This can help prevent food poisoning. And the American Legion Auxiliary and American Legion Post 108, in addition to other volunteers, will be again serving a Thanksgiving luncheon on Thursday from noon to five. It's free. The menu will consist of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner of turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, sweet potatoes, green beans, corn. Of course, if you'd like to help out, you can do so by wrapping silverware, setting up the tables, maybe even tearing them down. You can give Charlene a call at 304-0901. I'm going to give you Charlene's cell phone because she's a busy woman. 304-0901. And any help would be appreciated. Again, this is free of charge to the community from noon to 5 on Thursday. And you can get a good workout in before you stuff yourself with that Thanksgiving dinner. And also donate to the local food bank. It's the 16th annual Turkey Trot, Thursday, starting at 8 o'clock. This favorite event is held at Lake Taboo each year, featuring a 2.7-mile walk-run once around the lake or a 6.4-mile walk-run out and back. Now, there's no cost for entry, but the organizers ask that you consider a monetary donation or a bag full of perishable goodies. Beth Stanton from the Interfaith Food Bank will be on hand to accept all donations, whether they be monetary or in the form of groceries. Special holiday food items, according to Stanton, are stuffing, hot chocolate, and other special treats for the upcoming holidays, Stanton says would be greatly appreciated. Also, there's prizes for the just completely random and nonsensical reasons. Those are the words of Dr. Bob. Seriously, completely random and nonsensical reasons and categories. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.